Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey there, kids. How you doing? No, nobody died. I just like Elton John. Reginald Kenneth Dwight, by the way, is his real name. Legally, he changed it to Elton Hercules John. Just saying. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. How you doing out there, kids? Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them my name was Jerry Burke, so we're going to stick with that and avoid the perjury charge. 1-800-878-7529, that's the number. For those of you scoring at home, or if you're listening to this show, more than likely, yeah, you're alone. So earlier on Sunday, aside from doing this, I'm also one of the producers for the Speed Freak show that you hear on the Sports Byline Radio Network, as well as on Sirius and XM Radio. Of course, you got Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, and the Statman, Bill Wood, a native of Cleveland. He lives in L.A. now. Loves all of his Cleveland teams. Doesn't drink anymore, and you sometimes wonder why. But I was talking to him before they went on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time, and I said, how about your Cavaliers? And he goes, yeah, they looked great, didn't they? I went, huh? He evidently turned the game off about midway through the third when the Cavs were up like almost 30. I think it was 30 at one point against Atlanta. They were up 26 going into the fourth. Guess what? For only the third time in NBA history, a team down 26 or better came back in the fourth, and they won. The Hawks, 125-126 into overtime. Ouch. The Cadavers and my beloved Celtics now tied for the numero uno seed in the Eastern Conference. Going down to the wire, kids. And way to go, Mariners. You give up 7 in the bottom of the ninth to the Halos to lose 10-9. We'll talk about all of that later. 1-800-878-7529. Coming up next, though, Fred Wallen is going to be joining us. He's going to be talking with Sheldon Hirsch. Wrote an interesting book about debunking baseball myths. We'll do all of that, give you an update. The rest we make up as we go along. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Everybody, it's Sports Overnight America. Yours truly, Fred Wallen. You can get us at, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Of course, you can always give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. All right, brand new book out there, and you ought to pick it up. It's called Hot Hands, Draft Type, DiMaggio's Streak, Debunking America's Favorite Sports Myths. Sheldon Hirsch is the author, and Sheldon, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, when you talk baseball and you talk streaks, the first thing that always pops up is Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. You sort of debunk that a little bit. Discuss why you don't think it was quite as great as people seem to think it has been.
Well, to start, we should acknowledge that it was a great piece of hitting by conventional measures. He hit .408 with 15 home runs. Is terrific. But the question is, why is it consecrated to as an epic deed? The greatest baseball feat ever, many people say. Some people even say it's the greatest sports feat of all time. When in fact, there have been a number of baseball players who have had better 56-game sequences, at least by traditional criteria, than DiMaggio. For example, Rogers Hornsby, George Brett, and Ted Williams all hit between .440 and .480, much higher than DiMaggio over 56-game sequences. And the most interesting of all, which I find fascinating, is that over the exact same time period as DiMaggio had his hitting streak, he wasn't even the best hitter in baseball. Ted Williams, over the exact period, had a higher batting average and a much higher on-base plus slugging percentage. Now, of course, those 56-game sequences we don't remember or didn't even know about in the first place. But DiMaggio's, which by traditional criteria wasn't as good, we've consecrated to this epic deed. So the question is why? And the book analyzes several aspects of why people claim DiMaggio's streak is so great. The details are in the book. I'll mention kind of what I think is the most important, which has to do with the idea that DiMaggio's streak alone was a consecutive streak.
Yeah.
The other streaks were not consecutive. So you have to, most likely what you have to do is you have to say that the Maggio streak being consecutive is what elevates it beyond all those other sequences and everything else that's ever been done in sports. So what the book asks is, what's the meaning of consecutiveness? Does consecutiveness bestow great benefit on things? And does it, in fact, bestow a great benefit on DiMaggio streak? In a nutshell, there are instances in which consecutiveness is quite helpful. For example, if a team gets 9 consecutive hits in an inning, it will score 7, 8, or 9 runs,
right,
which is much better than if those 9 hits are spread out over 9 innings. But in DiMaggio's case, it's a weird idea of consecutiveness, this one hit in, or one or more hits in a game consecutive thing. The games are consecutive, but the hits are not. The hits are widely separated. They have no relationship to each other, and there's no sense of this weird consecutiveness contributing to the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And in fact, if DiMaggio had not gotten a hit in, let's just say, his 27th game, from the point of view of the Yankees, that would have been virtually irrelevant. He would have simply had one less hit in 223 at bats. Yet not getting that hit in the 27th game, the way we think about these things, or in my opinion, misthink, would have changed DiMaggio's streak from the greatest baseball event ever to something we don't even remember. And that's kind of odd.
Talking to Sheldon Hurt, Hot Hands, draft hype, DiMaggio streak. 4Edge published it, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. It's most intriguing. Talks baseball, basketball, talks all sports. But let's stick to baseball for a moment. You mentioned a streak that, you know, I think I followed baseball about as closely as anybody. I had never heard of this one. Ted Williams, 84 consecutive games on base, including walks. Now, the old saying, a walk's as good as a hit, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but still, 84 consecutive games getting on base, not so shabby either.
Actually, I think it's incredible. Now, when he did this back in the 1940s, on-base percentage didn't have the kind of glamour that it does now in the post-Moneyball sabermetric period.
Sure.
If this happened nowadays, where we focus a lot more on-base percentage and perhaps less on batting average, it might have been Williams' streak that got all the Hollywood melodrama rather than DiMaggio's streak. But that's just, I think, an example of how odd it is that we celebrate DiMaggio's streak so uniquely when there are other sporting deeds and even other consecutive streaks like Williams that by any criteria are just as laudatory.
Sheldon, I'm going to put you on the spot. We're talking to Sheldon Hirsch, author of Hot Hands, Draft Hype, DiMaggio Streak. Folks, if you're into numbers and if you're into interesting ideas, this is the book for you. 4Edge published it, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. You're listening, of course, to Sports Overnight America. Sheldon, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I have to admit this going in. I've been a UCLA basketball fan. We're in the same age bracket since John Wooden, okay? I'm going to say, and I've said this on radio across America and around the world for forever, that UCLA's 38 consecutive tournament victories in the NCAA tournament might be the greatest streak in the history of sports. Please top that one.
Well, that's an interesting idea. UCLA and Wooden had incredible accomplishments. I think that was an incredible accomplishment. One of the essays of the book deals with comparison of some of the modern coaches to Wooden. So, for example, when Duke won their last title, Dick Vitale and several of his colleagues called Krzyzewski the greatest college coach ever. And I compare that in the book. I compare his record in the book to Wooden's, and obviously Wooden's is far superior. Vital and some of those guys advanced some reasons why they think, even though Krzyzewski didn't win anywhere near as much as Wooden, why they kind of overlook that. And I go through why I think their reasoning is faulty. I think Josh stands the test of time. UCLA stands the test of the time. And probably the only people who have matched that are the women at UConn.
No question about that. And people forget that, okay, the streak basically between 67 and 73. In 1974, they're up over North Carolina State and David Thompson and Tom Burleson and Monty Tau by 10 points, and they blow that. And then they win the consolation game, and then next year...
Bill Walton still can't sleep over that game.
That's right. He's upset. Get him off the air, please. But anyways, and then UCLA wins and wouldn't last year in 75. So if they beat North Carolina State with a 10-point advantage, that streak is beyond 38 straight. Folks, if you can top this, email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So let's talk about some things that have happened in baseball that, you know, we look at and we say it's his fault or he shouldn't have done it. Okay, so obviously Billy Buckner in the air in 1986. So why was that not Billy Buckner's mistake by himself?
Well, Billy Buckner let a ground ball through his legs, and an important run scored. And Red Sox fans and Red Sox Nation isolated him as the GOAT. And that's something that we commonly do. We take complicated stories and simplify them. We like simple stories better than complicated things. And we like to isolate GOATs because that's a lot more soothing to fans than the idea that your team wasn't good enough or that your team fell apart. It feels better to say that the team was great, they played great, but it was this one bad guy's fault. So in reality, if you look at that game and the seventh game that followed, the Red Sox made a score of errors and terrible plays and bad decisions. And the idea of isolating Billy Buckner as the GOAT and going after him with death threats and all this kind of stuff, where he actually had to flee the area. He moved to Utah. Fortunately, by the way, he was rehabilitated by Jerry Seinfeld in one of the funniest Seinfeld episodes, in which he caricaturized New England fans. But anyway, there's a litany of errors that the Red Sox made, beginning with the fact that Buckner was still in the game. Why didn't John McNamara remove him as a defensive replacement? And then, of course, they had two strikes and two outs and a two-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Schiraldi couldn't get the third strike, and Bob Stanley threw a wild pitch. And worst of all, the thing, if you want to find a goat in that game, my goodness, Roger Clemens, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, asked out of the game after the seventh inning because he had a blister. I mean, the season was on the line, and the greatest pitcher in Red Sox history said, "I can't pitch anymore." Imagine Curt Schilling, who pitched with a sutured ankle tendon bleeding, what he thought about that. Now, Clemens, to be fair, I don't want to be too hard on him, he denied it. I mean, it was such a brutal accusation, he had to deny it. But if Clemens is right, then the GOAT is McNamara. I mean, my goodness, he's got one of the best pitchers ever. All he needs is two more innings, and he takes him out of the game for a pinch hitter. So anyway, whichever one of those messed up, the Red Sox team as a whole messed up. And the idea that Billy Buckner was the GOAT, I think just reflects our like for simple stories and the sort of ease and good feeling it gives us to blame one person rather than our whole team.
Now, we're talking to Sheldon Hirsch, Hot Hands, Draft Type, and DiMaggio's Streak, published by 4Edge, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Sheldon, this is going to have to be quick, 60 seconds or so, but I disagree with you on one part of the book, the Hall of Fame. I wouldn't vote for Barry Bonds if you put a gun to my head. And your point is that he had enough records before he started taking the stuff. My point is, I grew up with the numbers 714 meaning something, the numbers 892, Ty Cobb stolen bases, meaning something. people like Barry Bonds and the drugs and the PEDs destroyed those numbers for all kids forever. Your comments.
Well, I think that's entirely fair, and it irks me no end that 714 and Aaron 755 were clipped by a guy because he used drugs. My argument is that even without his 763 home runs, give him 500 home runs,
right,
that he was a Hall of Fame player, and that you could put him in the Hall of Fame for his 500 or 550 home runs without celebrating the whatever number it was, 150 or 200, that came with exogenous help. But let me say this. I respect your opinion, and the goal of my book was not to insist that everybody agree with everything that I said. I chose controversial areas like
yep.
Barry Bonds
yep.
and the Hall of Fame, and I expect people to disagree, and I respect that. But what I hope the aim of the book was to choose interesting topics and to express interesting ideas that probably haven't occurred to the reader, such that it's just a fun read, and the pages turn, and the reader says, I didn't think about that, and that's interesting, and go from there rather than necessarily be right about everything.
Well, you hit it right on. And Hot Hands, Draft Type, DiMaggio Streak, folks, Debunking America's Favorite Sports Myths. Pick it up. Four Edge published at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And Sheldon Hirsch, thank you very much for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America. Folks, again, pick this book up. Sheldon, thank you again for appearing on the program.
Thanks very much. Glad to do it.
Sheldon Hirsch, author of Hot Hands, Draft Hype, and DiMaggio Streak. Back to Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network right after this.
Our thanks to Fred Wallen and Sheldon Hirsch. Taking your calls next, 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
But first, I gotta take a whiz.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Hell no. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. 1-800-878-7529, that's the number. Another member of the 27 Club, Amy Winehouse. We're going to bag the update until closer to the top of the hour. We will let you know that Sergio Garcia, he almost tanked it, but he came back in overtime. Some extra holes to win the Masters. He gets the green jacket, the Spaniard does. But boys and girls of all ages, one of my favorite callers in the history of planet Earth joins us right now. Been calling me now, God, almost 10 years. My man Don in Denver. Welcome to Sports Overnight, my friend. How are you?
Hey, how you doing tonight, Jerry?
I'm not doing too badly. Like I said, I would complain, but no one would listen. I could not believe what happened in Atlanta on Sunday. Bill Wood, who's the stat man on the Speed Freak Show, which is on Sundays at 7 o'clock Pacific here on Sports Byline on Sirius and XM. He's from Cleveland, and he watched that game through like maybe halfway through the third quarter. And in the first half, I mean, Cleveland looked like the Globetrotters up against the Washington Generals. Cool. And for those of you who don't know, for only the third time in NBA history, a team. Atlanta this time came back from 26 or more in the fourth. They were down 26 going into the fourth, ended up winning in overtime 126 to 125. I mean, they came back from 26 down again. And keep in mind, just a couple of days ago, after with sitting for their starters, they beat Cleveland. I mean, this Cleveland's in trouble.
Yeah, you know, Jerry, I watched the first half. And as you said,
I can't imagine anyone watched the second half.
Yeah, and I came back, watched the fourth quarter. The Cavs are still up by. I mean, the Hawks, you figured they're making a run. They got to within 12, but I still figured they're not going to catch them,
Right.
But then I come back, Jerry, it's an overtime. And after Millsap, I think.
The funny thing was the stat man, Bill Woods. When I told him, he's like, "What?" And then he's checking. He goes, "Well, that was a cheap foul that LeBron fouled out in overtime." I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." Yeah. But what about the fourth quarter? And you're bitching about overtime.
And Jerry Millsap, didn't foul LeBron, and I don't think LeBron fouled Millsap to get there. And even Kevin Love when he fouled out, you always miss calls in the NBA, of course. I've seen a team blow a 26-point lead, Jerry, in the third quarter, but the fourth quarter, I don't think all the years I've watched the NBA.
Most teams don't even score 26 points in a quarter. By the way, Atlanta put up 44 in the fourth to the Cleveland's 18 before they went to overtime. Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at the standings in the Eastern Conference, and with that, my Celtics tied right there with Cleveland for the best record in the Eastern Conference. Toronto is a game and a half back. You can pretty much eliminate them.
Since you're talking about the Celtics, I know Isaiah's had an MVP type season, but I'll tell you what, Brad Stevens, he's got to be a coach of the year candidate because I like the memories at Butler, but since the Celtics still having a chance to be the one seed, and Isaiah Thomas has had a heck of a year.
Yeah, that got me when they getting close to the trading deadline. There was all kinds of rumors going on left and right, and Danny Ainge didn't do anything. And I was like, uh-oh. Yeah. I mean, I was like, somebody must have asked for too much because the Celtics still have all kinds of draft picks. And by the way, they have the best percentage chance to get the number one overall pick. They get the most ping pong balls getting Brooklyn's first-round pick in the next draft. The worst they can get is the third pick. So the Celtics are going to be doing pretty well. But, I thought Ainge was out of his mind, but you know what? He pulled it off. By the way, for those of you who don't know, the eighth seed right now, Chicago and Miami, they are tied with two games to go. In the Western Conference, your Nuggets, man, they are two back. I don't know. Mathematically.
Oh, no, yeah, they got eliminated tonight.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, just like they just got eliminated. They eliminated.
And Jerry, I don't know if you saw that game, but the Nuggets, the loss to the Thunder, because the Nuggets, they lost another game in Denver earlier in the year.
By the way, Russell Westbrook put in 50
yeah.
in that one.
And Jerry, that was pretty much a synopsis. Am I saying that word right?
Synopsis.
About the Nuggets season. They looked back at this year where they lost so many close games. And that pretty much cost them because Jerry, a month ago, the Nuggets Blazers were chasing Portland. In the last couple of weeks, the Nuggets were chasing Portland. Right. And, the backbreaker was, they lost to Portland a couple of weeks ago when Nurkic just killed them. And I just think, Jerry, this was pretty much what the Nuggets have done. The young team, they can't close games out. The superstars find ways to, even when the Nuggets look like they should win. And lose the lead.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Portland's won 8 of their last 10, and you've been 5-5, and you got no one to blame. But I'm not saying blame yourself. Like I said, it's a young team, but for some reason nobody. Listen, Don, we only have about a minute, but nobody wants to sign with them for some reason. I don't know what it is about the city of Denver. It's a great town, a great arena, but no one. Maybe it's the ugly uniforms or something. Hey, Don, real quick, two games left to go. Celtics and Cleveland. They are tied for the best record in the Eastern Conference. Who gets it?
Jerry, I still got to go with Cleveland. I'm sorry, Jerry. You're my boy and everything, but I still like. I mean, I'm just being honest, Jerry. The Cavs don't need home court advantage. It's just about whether they're focused or not. But let's face it, Jerry. Right now, Cavaliers. I mean, the only team that could beat Cavaliers right now, to me, if they're clicking, would be the Warriors. And I'm not a big Warriors.
I still like Washington in the Eastern. Hey, Don, I got to run, my friend. Take care of yourself.
John Wall, and Jerry, I love John Wall too. He's an MVP type candidate. All right, great talking with you as always.
Take care.
I'll talk to you later this week.
Thanks, Don. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Woo! Yeehaw, hell yeah. From Villanova University.
Little south side of Chicago.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM 93. Give or take a few ticks. It's 20 minutes before the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. Still can't get over what the Mariners pulled off in Anaheim on Sunday night. Those you don't know, the Mariners and the Braves, worst records in baseball right now. They could have gotten out of that distinction. You're up six going into the bottom of the ninth, and you blow it. Seven in the bottom of the ninth, they give up to the Halos with a 10-9 loss at the Big A in Anaheim. Boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program. And for that, you know where we're going.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Clap, 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 clap.
Deep in
Texas.
The heart of Texas.
As John Updike said, where you can look further and see less than any other place on earth. If you're in Dallas and you're driving to Los Angeles, by the time you get out of Texas, you're one-third of the way there, which you can't do fast enough. Although I had some good times in Dallas, but that's just me. Amarillo, too, believe it or not. We go to the hometown of the first heavyweight African-American heavyweight champion, Jack Johnson, from 1908 to 1915, winning it from Tommy Burns in Australia, losing it in Havana, Cuba, to Jess Willard in a 26th-round knockout. Also the hometown of Valerie Perrine, who played Miss Tessbacher in the first Superman movie with Christopher Reeve, Gene Hackman, Ned Beatty, et al. Christian, Galveston County, Tejas, welcome to Sports Overnight. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Jerry Burke. How about that walk-off walk in the Astros-Mariners game today?
Yeah, I know. That was about as exciting as watching hair grow.
Yeah, but it was extra innings, though.
Now, compare that to the Angels scoring seven in the bottom of the ninth to beating the Mariners 10-9. Okay, fine. All right. You're in Houston. You're down in that area. I guess you have to root for something, right?
Well, yeah, but to be honest...
No, lie to me. I like that.
Oh, God. Here we go. Yeah. I'm not lying to you, Jerry Burke.
Right, go for it.
What I'm basically trying to say is...
Well, slow. Take your time, my friend. Slow down. Relax.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that game yesterday at the Juice Box in the middle of downtown Houston wouldn't have been exciting if it wasn't for a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first by George Springer.
Okay, this was on Saturday you're talking about, correct?
No. Sunday
on Sunday. Okay, that's right. Okay, first off, I was drinking all day Sunday and probably in being I'm in San Francisco. Not watching the Astros game, but that said, okay. I tell you what, you watched it. Tell me why that was. That's what made it exciting. I don't know.
Well, to be honest, it was, and I'm not lying to you, Jerry Burke.
Thank you.
I think this was Springer's first leadoff home run of the season, of what might be many leadoff home runs this season. And to be honest.
If you say to be honest one more time, I'm going to ask you to lie to me.
Okay, Mr. Burke.
Okay, first off, quit calling me Mr. Burke. That was my dad. Okay, I'm Jerry. All right, don't call me Sir because you're not Marcy and I'm not Peppermint Patty.
I know. Damn it, I know.
Just Jerry's fine. Okay, or Sir, or you know, Your Highness. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Point of the matter is, even if Springer. Or Carlos Correa, for that matter, or even Jose Altuve, continue to play solid baseball on what may be a mediocre Houston Astros ball club, do you think that their stock, respectively, will only get higher at the as the season goes on. And this also includes Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers Jr. too.
Okay. Well, real quick, Springer, he didn't lead the game off in the first with a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did. You're right. I'm sorry. He did. You're right. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Look, I'm not like really up to date on my Houston Astro baseball. I should be, but I'm not. And I do understand that. What are they? They're 4-3 right now. All right. That's fair enough. Let me see what Springer's doing here. So, okay, where is he at? Alex Gordon, how you doing? He's hitting three. What's Alex Gordon hitting? I'm just curious here. 240. Yeah, that's good. All right. Hold on. Let me look at the Astros real quick. Raul Mondesi. There's a name you haven't heard in a while. All right. Let's see what we got. Springer's hitting 250 right now. Slugging percentage is 714. Okay. I mean, what was your question about him again? Is it one of many?
Yeah, basically what I'm asking is, even if George Springer, Jose Altuve, or Carlos Correa play solid ball on what might be a mediocre Astros squad, do you think that their respective stock?
Why do you call it a mediocre squad? I mean, you made the playoffs last. I mean, you're one of the picks to, you know, at least be in the hunt in the AL West, along with Texas. I mean, you're the two teams basically that are going to be fighting it out. You got Brian McCann. You got Brian McCann, who's swinging the bat really well. You got Josh Reddick. I mean, I love Josh Reddick. I mean, I loved him with the Red Sox. I loved him with the A's. You know, I mean, let's see what else you got here. I mean, Alex Bergman, I mean, he's not hitting that well, but he will.
Evan Gattis, Nolichi Kaoki.
Yeah, Altuve's hitting 200. Okay, you got a couple of wrinkles, you know. But, I mean, you got some arms in there. I mean, McCullers. I mean, his ERA is under 3. I mean, he's doing well. I mean, and why do you call it a mediocre team?
Well, even though I know Sports Illustrated gave the Astros all this hype saying, oh, this is going to be the team that are going to be the 2017 World Series champions. I mean,
did they write that in a high pitched voice as well? I'm just asking.
No, but what I'm saying is, regardless of how the season goes for the Astros, do you think that the three core guys, Correa, Altuve, and George Springer, will see their stock go up as the season wears on?
Well, if they're the three guys who basically I'm just going to use for an example. Let's just say, you know, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, and whomever else with the Red Sox back in 2004. You know, lead them to the promised land, and those guys are the heart of it. Yeah, of course. You know, if the team fall, but you know, it's hard to say. I mean, of course, if they do well, of course their stock's going to go up. I mean, if they have that's a pretty common sense question. But if they, let's just say at the end of the season, George Springer's still hitting 250. But let's just say his on-base percentage, which right now is 344, let's say his on-base percentage is, up close to 400. And he does end up, leading off maybe like 10 games with home runs to get, then you could say, even though he's not hitting that well, but you could say his stock is improving because he's helping the team win. As long as you help the team win, that's when your stock goes. I mean, your stock doesn't necessarily go up because you're hitting 380 on a team that only wins 55 games.
Yeah, that is true, especially if their record is a little bit below 500 at the end of the season. But it's all about the end goal, and that's not only making those players stars, but actually doing it on a winning ball club.
I don't think, the goal of the Astros organization is not to make people stars. It's to first win and then to make money. Necessarily in that order sometimes.
Right. I mean, to be honest, oh my God, I said it again.
Uh-huh. That's all right. I'll let you get a mulligan on that one, but go ahead.
Still, I mean, when it comes down to the Astros, you're not really thinking New York Yankee budget. Otherwise, you'd be hated by all and loved by few.
How can anybody possibly, have a universal dislike for the Astros like they do for the Yankees? Nope, that's impossible. Let me look at the standings here real quick. By the way, my Red Sox are only a game out of first. Thank you very much. Man, Baltimore? Let's see what we got here. Come on, computer. By the way, the Twins have the best record in baseball, everybody.
And that's the last time we'll be hearing about that.
Stranger things have happened. I mean, this is the 30th anniversary of the Twins team that went from worst to first and ended up winning the World Series 4-3 over the Cardinals. The Frank Viola team, Kirby Puckett et al. Let's see, right now, okay, Houston's 4-3. They're a buck out. Their run differential is in -3, but like I said, it's really early right now. I mean, the Angels aren't that, I can't imagine the Angels holding it. Oakland's not going to be an issue. Seattle is getting themselves in a hole already. I mean, I'm guessing, I mean, even if you only win 85 games, you could still possibly even win the AL West. It's not going to be a mega powerhouse division, you know?
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, you're still going to have the Rangers, Athletics.
The A's aren't going to do anything. Relax on that one. They're not going to do anything.
The
A's will be lucky if they win 70 games this year.
Yeah, but you still got those two, plus the Mariners and the Angels, I think, the Anaheim Angels.
You don't have to recite the entire AL West. My point is this. The Angels, okay, they have people, okay, but they have no pitching whatsoever. Texas right now is, those are the guys that you're just saying, okay, if we're going to win this division, we're going to have to beat Texas. And you play each other, 22 times this year? You can't go 6-16 against the Rangers or you're toast. Okay, enough about the Astros. I'm guessing you want to talk about your Rockets.
No, really? Actually, I don't, at least not for tonight, because I already know the playoffs are going to start this upcoming Saturday, and they're going to be epic, but I'll talk to you about them on Wednesday. As far as tonight is concerned, I was wanting to ask ASK this question towards you on Friday night, but didn't get the chance.
What
to
is
do
it, Christian? Christian, just ask the question. We don't need the editorial. Go ahead. What's the question?
Okay, I know you grew up in the era of great comedy, and Don Rickles passed away at the age of 90.
Nicest guy. I've never met him, but I know people who knew him. They said he was the sweetest guy you'd ever want to meet.
Yeah, I can understand that. But seeing the fact that you grew up in the era of his greatness, what were your thoughts about Don as a comedian, as not just a comedian, but as a great person overall?
I'll tell you what, his style of comedy, I mean, he was funny, but he that Mr. Warmth routine was not my style. I like dry humor. I like Stephen Wright, Michael Davis, Monty Python, David Allen, the old British comedy. I like dry comedy. Like I said, Rickles, for what he was intended to be, sometimes funny as hell, but the thing I liked about Don Rickles was the character he played in the movie Casino with Sharon Stone and Robert De Niro. Dick Smothers was in that. He played a son of a bitch in it. But, I mean, Don Rickles is he was a pretty decent actor. He had a sitcom back in the late.
And you know what? I find it odd when it comes down to his role in Casino, but that movie came out, I think, the same week that the first Toy Story movie came out, which Rickles was also in.
Rickles was in the first Toy Story, was he?
Yeah, he played Mr. Potato Head.
I think that was what's his name. The guy who played Cliff on Cheers. I mean, really? I mean, you might be right. Let me check here. Hold on a second. I like Toy Story. Let me see here. Actually, that's a good. God, what the hell is that name now? I can't. Hold on. Toy Story. Here we go. All right. Story. All right.
Hold on here.
I'm interested to see. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, it was Don Rickles.
Yeah.
He was Mr.
And I'm
Potato.
Pretty sure that around that time, he was a pretty wealthy person when it came down to both of those movies coming out on Thanksgiving week.
He got paid. He didn't get a percentage of any of them. He got paid a flat rate. Let's see here. Who are all the actors in this thing? I'm just curious in the original Toy Story. Let's see. God, there's so many of them here. Wow, really? Toy Story 2? Toy Story 3? God, that made that much money? Holy crap. That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot of money. Jeez, Lord. I could live on that. Hey, Christian, my friend, I got to get Boogie in here. But listen, we're going to talk to you soon, okay? You stay out of trouble down there, Houston way. Did you watch the Masters?
Yep.
You did? Well, you need to get a life. Hey, Christian, thanks a lot, my friend. Take care of yourself, all right?
Thanks for having me on. I will
talk
to you
on social media. And you can do so by following us on Twitter @SportsOvernight. Although, we're kind of lazy about Twitter. You can just like our Facebook page, which is Sports Overnight America. It's the one with Bill Lee throwing the curveball over the Golden Gate Bridge in his spacesuit. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-O-U-R. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, 49 square miles surrounded by reality where you cannot afford to live. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener, Sirius and XM Channel 93, boys and girls of all ages. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Computer issues there. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM 93. Quick update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bats, the number one training device used in the bigs right now. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Sergio Garcia takes care of the Masters. He gets the green jacket, winning in a playoff over Justin Rose. They both finished at 9-under, but in the playoff, Mr. Garcia, he gets all the glory in that one. Major League Baseball action. The Angels, they put up 7 in the bottom of the ninth. They take care of the Mariners. Their final score there was 10-9. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa, that is, 7-2 over Toronto. My Red Sox, 7-5 over La Tigre at the Trois. That's the Pirates, by the way. Evil Empire, 7-3 over Baltimore. Elsewhere in the Junior Circuit, that's the American League, by the way. 12 innings, Houston, 5-4 over Kansas City. Minnesota, best record in baseball, 4-1 over the Pale Hose. Texas, 8-1 over the A's. Elsewhere, it was like it's absolutely brutal. National League scores, 5-2, the Mets over Miami. It was the Giants, 5-3 over the Friars. That was down at Petco Park. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Dodgers, 10-6 over Colorado. Santana in the background. The Cubs, 7-4 over Milwaukee. Elsewhere, it was Cincinnati, 8-0 over St. Louis. 6-5 in 10 innings, Pittsburgh over Atlanta. And Philadelphia, 4-3 over Washington. Arizona and Cleveland played in interleague. If you're really interested in something such as that, your final score there, boys and girls, 3-2, Arizona. Sports Overnight America.